something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled The Fullness of God.
Hallelujah. Would you turn to the book of Ephesians in chapter number 3? I'm reading from verse 8. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ? Again, I'd like to read that from the Amplified version. Some of you have the Amplified. To me, though I am the very least of all the saints, God's consecrated people, this grace, favor, privilege was granted and graciously entrusted to proclaim to the Gentiles the unending, you know, in the King James Version that we just read, he said the unsearchable riches of Christ. And that's actually the word I want to break down for you. It says to proclaim to the Gentiles the unending, boundless, fathomless, incalculable, and exhaustless riches of Christ. Wealth which no human being could have searched out. Back in the King James, verse 9, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery which from the beginning of the world had been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. Hallelujah. I read that ninth verse into the tenth verse from the New English Translation. It says, I'm to enlighten everyone about God's secret plan. A secret that has been hidden for ages in God who created all things. The purpose of this enlightenment is that through the church, the multifaceted wisdom of God should now be disclosed to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenly realms. Praise God. That means angelic powers. God wants to make his many-sided wisdom known to angelic forces through the church, through you and me. He wants to educate angels through us. Now think about it. We don't even think we know anything. And God wants to give us the revelation of eternal verities so we can manifest them to the world and in the process have angelic beings educated by us about the multifaceted wisdom of God. That's remarkable. No wonder Peter said, we who were not a people have become the people of God. He says, we were not a people. We were nobodies, but now we have become the people of God. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, Christianity is not a religion. It is a living thing. That's true. You know, a lot of people think Christianity is a religion, but that's because they don't understand it. They don't know what it is. See, it is God alive in a human being. That's what Christianity really is. God at work. It's divinity revealed in humanity. That's Christianity. That's what it is. It's not a religion. To the world, it's one of the religions. Some even say it's the best religion in the world, but it's not a religion. Can you say kerosene is the best drinking water? Can you say that? Can you say that? Because it's not drinking water. Hallelujah. To preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Unfathomable. It's past finding out. Oh, why is he saying all this? What does this mean? Christ saved us to bring us to his place. In Ephesians chapter 2, can we look at it? Ephesians chapter 2. I want to read from verse 4. Have you seen it? But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins. Did you see that? That's a big thing. He says, his great love with which he loved us even when we were dead in sins. He loved us even when we were in sins. But that's not all. Hath quickened us together with Christ. The word quicken means to make alive. So he has made alive us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. And hath raised us up together. Notice, this is not a promise. He says, he hath quickened us. He hath raised us up. That means he's done it because it's past tense. Well, you know, when you study your Bible, it's important for you to notice what's past, what's present, and what's future. Otherwise, you wouldn't know what is already done that you can enjoy now. Hallelujah. And hath raised us up together. Oh, that means I'm raised up. So he raised us up together when he raised Christ from the dead. That's what he's saying. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So in the heavenly realms, I am sitting together with Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. That in the ages to come, oh boy, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Oh my goodness. Do you know what he's saying? He says he's done all of this, raised us together with him, made us sit together with him, so that in the ages to come, how long is an age? An age is lots of years. It's a long time. For example, this period that we're in is called a church age. And started after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And that's almost 2,000 years now. It's a church age. It actually means a period of time in which God deals with his people in a certain dispensation. Now, how long is that time depends on God. or you can have an ID. But the interesting thing is, he didn't say on this occasion, what we just read, that in the next age, he might show his exceeding riches. He says, in the ages to come. So we're going to go to another age and to another age. We're going to see different ages. Several ages have come and gone. We are just a part of one now. And we're going to go into other ages, from one age to another, and see the marvelous expressions of God's character. How wonderful he is. Hallelujah. So, I said, why is he doing all of this? Because he wants to manifest himself. He wants to show. See, the human being is the highest of God's creatures. What makes him the highest of God's creatures? I want to tell you. It's not because of his reasoning power. All right? No, that's not it. He's the highest of God's creatures because he's the one in whom God can fully express his potentialities. That's why Jesus came as a man. Because in man, God can fully express his potentialities.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-92794. Or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.